Samson thought she was the first of the two of them to arrive. When she got there, the area was roped off and the press was there in full strength, but it was being held off as they should be. The CSI or some crime scene investigation units were doing their thing and there were floodlights in place so she could see everything. She was very careful about everything she did. Caitlin was thinking to herself, "These guys are pretty good. They did everything by the book." She walked next to every stake in the ground. The stakes were there to mark where somebody at the scene did something to alter the scene. For example, if they walked up to the body and left a footprint or knee print while they were checking on the victim, they would put a stake marking that they did this and that it was not part of the scene. D. Samson had these thoughts as she approached the body. It was her way of making sure everything was done by the book on her side of things. It also allowed her to look over the scene from different views. Once she approached the body, she checked around the victim for anything on the ground, and then she began evaluating the body itself. A rock lying next to the body had clearly carved the bloody gash into the left side of the girl's head. The girl was very pretty. She worked out, and with blood on the ground and the rock right there, it was obvious this is where she was killed. Caitlin had several thoughts about how such a wasted life this was. Then, a voice from outside the lights broke her concentration. She looked back over her shoulder to find her partner walking up to the scene from the woods. "He waited for her over here." "What?" The sudden appearance of her partner startled her. "About three trees back there are several butts on the ground."
"Fresh."
"He smokes and he went through half a pack waiting on her to get here."
"Hello, House."
Detective Randall House and Detective Caitlin Samson had been partners for just under a year. House was a 35-year veteran and Caitlin was in her seventh month as a detective. House was her first partner and Samson was his fourth partner.
"Hello, Katie."
"I've asked you not to call me that."
"And yet I still do it.
I wonder..."
Detective House got serious standing 3 feet from the body.
"What do you see?"